Ricardo Anaya said it. He's heard from some that Mexico is worse off than ever, but he doesn't think that's the case. He believes Mexico is a great country, but what is worse off is the terrible government. Walking throughout Mexico, he's affirmed that the country is a land full of valuable people and great opportunities. He's a part of a new generation with great hope. In a better future, the people can change things, and no one can tell them that it can't be done. Of course it can. Ricardo Anaya, National President of the PAN. In 3 years, they have built or modernized more than 500 hospital units. Among them, the Mother and Child Hospital in Irapuato, the Health Clinic in Tonala and Cintalapa, Chiapas, the new Children's Hospital in Puebla, the National Homeopathic Hospital in the Federal District, the Regional Hospital in Hidalgo City, the Regional Hospital of Apatzingan, and the Health Cities for Women in the State of Mexico. Moving Mexico. Secretary of Health, Government of the Republic. David Alicio Hernandez is an amateur Mexican athlete. He suffered from osteosarcoma, which is a tumor that required his leg to be amputated. For him, at first, he felt like it was cutting his wings. But he says it doesn't matter because he gained his life. He knows Mexicans are fighters that have the strength to move forward. Mexico has a lot of stories that inspire. If you have one to tell, share it at MexicoHistoriasQueInspiran.mx. Did you grow up around the ocean or have fond memories of the sea? Then share your story. If you are 65 years of age or older, participate in the 8th National Literary Contest, Memories of the Old Man and the Sea. Get to know the details on the web or through their social media. Mexico's Navy, the Navy near you. Secretary of Navy, Government of the Republic.
And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios on this Super Sunday with Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris and First Mate Kathy Rounds. You stay tuned. We have a lot of big fish to talk about. It's Southern California's sport fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in 3 sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details. It was another awesome year for fishing in San Diego, and it seems to still be going strong. I've talked to people that continue to get into tuna and yellowtail offshore. It was another awesome year for Ford, too. Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. If the car you're driving is 6, 7, 8 years old, it's really time to get into something new, because the technology in these new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is nothing short of impressive. You wouldn't want a cell phone with 8-year-old technology, would you? So why keep driving a car with old technology? Now's the time to stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer and check out the latest innovations and designs, like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on your new F-150. You just turn a little knob on the dash and it steers your trailer exactly where you want it to go. Trust me, backing in your boat will never be easier. Learn more at sandiegocountyford.com or just stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Boy, lots going on today, man.
Yeah, what a great show with our good friends, Captain Frank Lopresti and Kathy Rounds. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Great to have you guys in the studio. And, wow, Frank, Roy coming in this morning. Yeah. He called in yesterday from the Royal Polaris. Quite a load that man has.
A very good load of fish for 17 passengers. You know, it's phenomenal. And, you know, talk about a group that has fun. It's Jerry Brown Line 1 Trips. Jerry Brown, first of all, he writes 12 $100 checks. And every day, the biggest fish over 150 gets a $100 check.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
The guy that got the 335, Jerry sent down a 50-wide avid full of spectra that he gets presented this morning.
Wow. And he caught it was 335?
335.
That's
what it weighed on
the boat. Big fish.
That's a big fish.
Yeah, that's a really nice fish.
Anytime, no matter, huge fish.
Fishing's been good this year, huh?
It's been darn good. Yeah. You know, there's been times where it got pretty scratchy, but on the whole, there's been plenty of good fish. You know, the day before, Roy had one. Jim Schoaf got one, 289.
Oh, man.
That's a huge fish in itself.
Wow.
We talk about it, you know, on those limited load, those really special trips like that, but what must it be like on the Royal Polaris with only 17 guys on board? Oh, I just can't imagine.
And half of those guys only fish a couple hours a day.
That's crazy.
You know, the other thing Roy had was a gorgeous catch of Wahoo.
I
think he's around 190.
Man,
so,
wow.
You know, that's a nice catch of Wahoo.
And again, think about that. That's for 17 guys. 17 you know, start to think guys. About how many that is around. It's crazy.
Yeah. That's enough Wahoo to fill your freezer with and your buddies.
Yeah. Exactly.
No doubt about that, for sure. Now, you leave tomorrow.
Sure do.
Kathy, you going along?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
And you have the one and only Jack Nielsen on the trip.
That's right.
Yeah.
We do.
We talked about it yesterday. Jack was here in the studio.
And I'm sure Jack mentioned yesterday that we have an opening. So if somebody
wants to go last minute here.
Yeah,
we have
a cancellation.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Are you going,
Rick? Yeah, Rick wants to go. It's a 15-day fly back, right?
It's an 18-day fly back.
Okay. So you're back on day 15
from
Cabo.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
Wow. So you have a lot of fishing time.
You have plenty of fishing.
Yeah.
Man, that's for sure.
And like Jack said, he's bringing all the rods and reels. So if you just want to go on a whim, just come aboard. You don't need to bring anything, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe some clothes, right?
Beautiful reels with all the spectra on them and rods to go with them. You don't need any equipment.
Wow.
Just get on the boat with your clothes.
Pretty awesome. Yeah. Well, you guys have been busy. Kathy, you achieved quite a new achievement last month, right?
Last month, yeah. Yeah, we went to the Amazon, and I had a really tough trip. I went 5 days with nothing but about 4 or 5 2-pound fish a day, and then on day 6, I got a 20.5-pound fish.
Oh.
which is just giant.
Yeah.
And then I got a 25-pound fish about an hour
45
later.
45 minutes later. Yeah.
45 minutes later.
25
we're talking about peacock bass.
Yeah,
for those
peacock
bass.
Yeah. Yeah.
25
yeah.
pounds. That's
it's huge. It's just for that fish, it's huge. And it was such a beautiful bite because we threw our jigs out there, and it actually came out of the water and dove down on the chopper.
Oh,
it
that
was
is
just,
so cool.
So we saw it when it hit. We knew what it was.
It's like
we
a kite fish.
Yeah, like a kite fish.
You know, the guide that we had been there 23 years, and that was the largest one he'd ever caught.
Really?
Wow. The largest one before that for him was 24.
25. Just the Holy Grail down there is 20 pounds, right?
That's the Holy Grail that I can't seem to get to.
Well, and she does it twice in one day, right?
Not
right
only twice right in one day, but she did it the last time
hour.
We were down there. My best is 18.
Wow, that's
so
still
cool,
a pretty
Kathy.
Nice
I got to
yeah.
say, Pete, that's some of the toughest fishing you will ever try to do. Yeah. For example, I went 10 and a half hours without a boil or a bite, casting steady. And, you know, Big Al from the XL was with us.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And what a kick he is. But
yeah.
Anyhow, he sat back there and watched me, and he said, geez, you're an animal. And he calculated that I was doing 780 casts a day. That included taking some time for travel. So 780 casts a day, and then he calculated the pulls, you know, for the chopper.
Sure.
He came up with 48,000 some ridiculous number.
Oh, man. No, it's brutal.
And you're in 95-degree heat, 100% humidity. You know, you look at the weather, it says, 95 out today, feels like 116.
Oh,
and you're
Kathy,
in the
no.
sun, 11 hours standing up in the sun, working hard.
Oh, there's no cover.
No shade.
On
the, No. They're bass boats.
I was drinking 25 bottles of water a day.
Wow. How do your shoulders take it, Frank?
You know, mine didn't bother me, but everybody else's did.
Mine did.
I wouldn't be able to move. My gosh.
And my bicep on my right arm from pulling the chopper and my shoulder and then my left hand from pushing the bottom of the rod because you have to throw it so far that, for me, it's everything I have to throw that thing that far.
Yeah. But it made it all worth it landing two 20-pounders, huh?
It just kind of goes to show it's just like a long-range trip. You can have five or six bad days, and one hour and a half can change your whole thing.
Change your whole perspective about
awesome.
What you're doing.
But, you know, Pete, we've been there three times, and I'm not anxious to go back again. It's just so much work.
It's a different deal.
Oh, yeah.
I went to Venezuela, and
it's an ass-kicking
sport. And that's a good way to describe it. It's an ass-kicking sport.
Yeah.
But
it really is.
There's nothing like it.
No.
I mean, it's pretty amazing.
No, I loved it, but and I'm glad I've done it, but I'll do something else.
Yeah. How about long-range fishing tomorrow on the Royal Flare?
I kept saying to Kathy, and I said, you know the big difference between this and the RP? I can't go to an air-conditioned state.
Really. Take a break for a while.
Maybe you should try Christmas Island. I think you guys would
maybe.
Like that adventure.
I think so, too.
It's a pretty cool place.
It really makes you appreciate when you're on the boat on the RP fishing. You know, you're out there 15, 16 hours a day, but you can run inside, get a glass of water or soda or beer and in air conditioning, cool off, in shade, out of the sun, and then come back out.
Recharge
your batteries.
It
takes 10 minutes. And 10 or 15 minutes in the cold and shade is amazing. You spend 11 hours in the sun standing up.
You can't jump in the water there, right?
No.
Get eaten by a piranha?
One of the crew on the boat did, and he came up with lot less meat on his finger.
No kidding.
Yeah, piranha got him.
He didn't actually jump in. He was washing dishes on the back stern, and a piranha came up and bit his finger while he was washing the dishes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good, too. It was bleeding like a mother.
Yeah, those things have teeth.
Oh.
When you go on these trips, when I went to Venezuela, we used them as, like, piranha for fly lining for... was it Arowanda or something like that?
Right, right.
We don't fly line any bait. No,
no,
it's
no
jigs.
Bait. It's
no
all
bait.
Jigs.
Yeah, all jigs.
It'd be a lot easier on your shoulders.
Oh,
if
man.
A little fly line.
That was, if you're just standing there and not working all day, that'd make it a lot easier.
Yeah, for sure. Well, so a lot of fish left to catch here as the long range season happens. And Shogun is, I know Jack talked about yesterday that. You've got a 15-day on the Shogun, too,
15-day
right?
trip leaving April 1st, and it has quite a few openings. Right now, I think there's only 9 passengers on the trip, and it's a definite go. We are going. So somebody wants to jump on a light load, there's your opportunity.
Oh, man. So what? As we move into the season here, long-range season is consistent throughout the winter and fall, winter, and spring. Is there your favorite? Do you have like a favorite time, Kathy? I mean, he's up in the wheelhouse. You're on the deck.
Right.
Do you have a favorite time of the year to go?
Well, you know, it, as it goes through the season, the fish change. So if you're really wanting to target wahoo, I used to always do the last trip of the season, late April, you know, April, May time is just, you know, you're going to catch wahoo. The rest of the time, you may or may not. So I used to always take that May trip because I loved to catch wahoo.
Yeah.
The big tuna kind of are scattered throughout the whole season. I don't see that there's any time that's any better than another. I've caught big fish at all different times of year, during the long season.
Yeah. So wild fishing has been very good throughout the winter. Could it get better?
Yes, it could get better.
Really?
But, you know, Roy was just very lucky this trip. His timing was such because I know that some of the other boats didn't have any, not even a quarter of that.
Yeah.
So, as Kathy said, March, April, May, probably your best wahoo fishing on a whole. And then you can't knock out November because November is, for the last 2 years, we've had some sensational wahoo at Alejos Rocks on the way down.
On the way down.
So
yeah.
If that card is in there, then November can be very good. And December. I mean, if you look the year before last, December, or last year, December was phenomenal at the rocks for wahoo. So, you know what? Pick the time that you can go and just go.
The cool thing about a long range trip, and you know, we're all fans of long range in this room, that's for sure, is you get on the boat and you're on vacation.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to worry about airports, and you don't have to worry about where you're going to eat tonight. You don't have to worry about what hotel you're going to stay in, if the guide's going to show up in the morning, if you're going to get bait in the morning or what. Well, you do have to worry about bait sometimes, right?
Yeah, sometimes. Not too often.
But it's just a matter. It's just eat, sleep, and fish. Yeah. It's the purest form of fishing.
You know,
eat really well.
Yeah.
I really missed in the Amazon. I mean, they do their best down there, but. It's just
no
your,
RP.
Your primitive living. Your primitive living.
Yeah.
So you can't have a lot of luxury.
Third world.
Foods,
you know,
yeah.
Speaking of food, one thing I want to mention is that we have gone to all organic produce on both the RP and the Shogun.
Wow.
And it comes out of Los Angeles, delivered the morning of the trip.
Wow.
And it's called Better Organics.
Oh.
And it is, you know, I was a little concerned at first. It runs us about 10 to 15% more. But I was concerned that it wouldn't hold up as well.
Yeah, right.
It's held up better.
That's awesome.
Better.
Wow.
So
good for you guys.
Better flavor,
really cool.
Too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Flavors,
our chefs are just thrilled about it.
I'll bet they are. That's
so
cool.
The flavor
really
of cool. The food is just, and you feel so good. you feel great.
No pesticides
eating.
And all that kind
of
stuff.
Whatever.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's fantastic.
Just a little thing.
Big, big announcement
to
make for the very first time today. Something big coming to Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, we finally made the step. We're going to have a three-quarter day boat. And we have bought the Liberty and are in the midst of completely refurbishing it. We're going to end up spending about $300,000 on it.
Wow.
And it's going to be absolutely gorgeous. It'll be the first three-quarter day boat that can sleep 42 passengers.
Wow.
Which, you know, when you think about it, if you live locally, you still got to get up around 4 in the morning. Still don't get home around 7 till about 7:30 at night. Sure be nice to lay down for.
Oh, man.
Take a little rest on the way home or the way there to go ahead and for the Coronado Islands.
And then the best thing about it, that boat will soon be owned by Taro Takeuchi.
Wow.
And Taro is going to be the man on the boat. And, you know, a lot of credit's got to go to Ryan Bostian for this because Ryan wanted Taro to have his own boat. And I actually called Ryan and I said, do you want Taro to have a boat? And he said, absolutely. So
Taro's second ticket with Ryan for many, many years.
As you know, right? And before that on the American Angler,
right,
taught by Brian Kiyohara. And you know that Kiyohara is one of the best and the best teachers. So we're very excited about having that boat at our landing, and it's going to be absolutely gorgeous by the time we get done with it. It will not go into operation until June 1st.
June 1st.
It's going to take us that long to get everything done.
Yeah.
And,
now,
there's your crew working every day
from
now until June 1. I mean, this is a major, you know, retrofit of the
boat. Well, it's completely, you know, we've removed a layer of bunks so that we could drop the deck down so that you didn't have these big steps in the galley. We've got rid of the dry stack. We're going to wet stack because I don't like that soot coming down on people when you're going downwind. And it's just going to be excellent.
That's so cool.
That's all I can tell you.
It's so cool to get to, you know, just like the Royal Polaris, you know, there's been, you know, you get to see all of the things that make a perfect three-quarter day boat, you know, now with RSW and all these high-end things, and then you get to just put them all, you know, there's all the trial and error that goes on in how we fish now, electronics and fish holds and all those things, and you get a clean slate and just get to build it perfect. I can't wait.
Speaking of RSW, you know, Randy and Tim, when they introduced that, did a great thing for the industry. But just to show you how far it's gone, they have just completed putting two RSW tanks in the new Seaforth, and we just finished yesterday putting a big RSW tank in the Dolphin. Half-day boats.
How cool is that?
Wow. So now when you go half-day out of Seaforth or Fisherman's Landing, you have RSW.
And when they do three-quarter day trips, you know, right. Now and then those boats do three-quarter day trips, they've got that RSW. So
nice.
It's just great.
So those of our listeners up in the Los Angeles, Orange County area may be familiar with the Liberty. It was up in
Queens Wharf.
At Queens Wharf for several years. But it's going to be a different looking platform other than
They will not recognize the boat if they come on it here in June.
Yeah, but the name stays the same.
The name stays. Yeah. I like the name.
Cool.
I watched those three boats being built when I was 20 years old, and I was eating my heart out. I thought, God, I hope someday I can own a boat like
Sister
that.
Ship to Grande.
America, and they were our three boats, built by Pierpoint Landing, built at Dittmar Donaldson, mm-hmm. right there in Costa Mesa, and they built the Liberty first, then they built the Freedom, then they built the America.
Wow.
They're just gorgeous.
Big boats.
Big 85-foot, 90 overall length.
Yeah.
They're big boats.
I love that you're keeping the bunk, or that the boat's keeping the bunks. Just, I mean, think about the guy coming down from L.A. There's wide open yellowtail biting in the Coronado Islands, and, you know, you woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning to drive down to make the boat, and you can hop in and rack out for 2 hours on the way down to go catch your fish. And same deal, you fish all day, and you pulled on yellows, and you got a two-hour run back to the landing. You rack out for another couple hours before you make your drive home. How huge is that going to be?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's going to be a great deal, and we have a lot to talk about today.
Boy, you're not kidding. It's going to be a lot of fun, and so stoked to have Frank and Kathy in here. There's tons of great stuff going on. We want to have you join us this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, the best thing to do is to call us on our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or better yet, right now, our toll-free line is open. We have a toll-free number available right now at 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only talking all kinds of fishing, we're going to be talking fun, long-range, close fishing, friends of Rollo's, so much great stuff going on today. We have also got a great prize for two lucky callers at the end of the show today. Two, you're going to be two of the first guys to be lucky enough to have one of those great trips aboard the Liberty, brand new boat to Fisherman's Landing. That's right.
These are the first two going to have a real ticket to go on the Liberty starting June 1st.
Literally, the first two given away of the boat are going out today. So two lucky callers are each going to get a chance to go fishing on that beautiful, brand new three-quarter day boat at Fisherman's Landing, the Liberty. Again, if you want to get your chance at those great passes, or better yet, your chance to talk to Frank and Kathy, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Tons of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and rancholeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Start 2016 strong with Yamaha's legendary reliability sales event. From January 1st through March 31st, purchase an eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and choose either 2 free years of limited warranty coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Yes, that's up to $1,500 in dealer credit towards the purchase of goods or services from your authorized participating Yamaha outboards dealer, or 2 additional years of Yamaha extended service on top of your 3-year 4-stroke factory limited warranty for no extra cost. That's a total of 5 years of warranty coverage and an MSRP value of up to $23,000. That's right, eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes include a choice of 2 free years of Yamaha extended service or up to $1,500 in dealer credit, but only during Yamaha's legendary reliability sales event. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2016. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all 5 species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnak River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnak gives the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Yes, indeed. We have Captain Frank Lopresti and Kathy Rounds here from the Royal Polaris in the studio. Phones are absolutely packed up. They want to talk to Frank and Kathy. They want to have a chance to be the first to go on the new Liberty three-quarter day boat coming June 1st out of Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Before we move into the phones, I want to talk about Friends of Rollo. The three of us are on the board of directors for Friends of Rollo, and it's all about taking kids fishing. And the big event is coming up, the Fred Hall Show, of course, coming up in the beginning of March, and the big Friends of Rollo fundraiser that covers both Long Beach and Del Mar. It's quite a lineup of prizes this year, right?
Quite a lineup of prizes, and it's the Long Beach show is and the Del Mar show are really what help make Friends of Rollo,
yeah,
along with a few other major donors.
Yeah.
But it's very important to us, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's a $10 ticket for the raffle, and you can buy them at various landings. You can buy them. You can call Friends of Rollo and buy them over the phone.
Call my office if you wish.
Call a Royal Polaris office.
Order them, send a check in. We'll send you the receipts, the whole bit.
And the drawing will be on the last day of the Del Mar show, which is middle of March there. I believe it's at March 20th. I got to get the calendar out. But March 22nd, something like that.
Something
it's a little
like
early
that.
This year because of Easter.
Yeah,
Easter's early this year. So, and 100,000 kids last year was quite the event. 100,000 kids that Friends of Rollo provided taking kids fishing.
We're well past that number now.
Oh, yeah, well past it. And continuing to grow.
That's right.
Every day. And so, but just to kind of go over, we have accurate reels to give away, a John Petty Goldsmith voucher, a trip to Rancho Leonero, a Journeyman sport fishing trip, a 2.5-day trip out of Puerto Vallarta aboard the Journeyman, a Royal Polaris 10-day fishing trip, a Pro Power Winder, all and a lot of other prizes, too.
A whole bunch.
Yeah. I believe there's a trip to Hawaii in there and, and more. A $10 ticket is all it takes.
You only need one.
Yeah, you only need one. You can ask our friend Bob, Dr. Bob Blum about that. A few years ago, a $10 ticket won him a Davis boat. How about that? But anytime you can win a giant prize here. And the best part of it is all of that $10 going right to taking kids fishing. That's the whole thing. So watch for that coming up, the Friends of Rollo raffle. You can buy the tickets now. You can buy the tickets at the show. It's a big fundraiser, and it's our major fundraiser. We need this fundraiser to be a huge success and to take more kids fishing. So thanks for your participation in that.
And that's appreciated. Believe me, it's the amount of kids that we get to take out. And if you could ever go on one of those trips, which I think you have, Pete, it's eye-opening to see these kids. You know, it's all about, for most of these kids, it's that first bite. And I guarantee you, these kids don't ever forget where they caught their first fish. And it's just,
I don't,
it's
just,
I don't.
Anybody in the world not remember Bonita where they
out of
caught
San
their
Diego.
First fish?
I know what my first one was. A Salima.
What? A Salima?
Yep. Salima. They're a cool fish. San Clemente Pier when I was three.
Really?
Yep. They're they have stripes, brown stripes going down their body. And they look like they don't look like a perch, but they're really
cool
looking. They're beautiful. We
3 years
used
old.
To catch them. Yeah, you catch them.
Could have started younger, you know.
that was my first.
Wow, that's pretty neat. Well, the phones are packed. They want to talk to you. Let's go ahead and jump into it.
You got it. Every single phone line is full, and we're going to start it off this morning with Dick, who's calling us from San Diego. Dick, good morning, and thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, my pleasure. Hello to everyone. This is a recognition call. Frank and Pete, you all have been consistently supportive of our injured warrior community here in San Diego. And on May 19th, out of Seaforth Landing, we're going to enjoy a third charter for that community. The wounded and injured warriors are welcome to bring friends and kids. So in recognition of Friends of Rollo's support as well, it's going to be yet another really great trip. So these trips would not happen without Frank, your support, and of course Pete, your help as well. So thank you. We have absolutely nothing to do with the national organization. This is a local effort, and the Warriors absolutely appreciate it, and thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you, Dick. And, you know, it's not Pete or not myself. It's the Friends of Rollo. So thank you very much.
And it's Dick, too, man. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I went on one of those trips, and it's just you do a heck of a job, Dick. I mean, it's
thank
pretty
you,
amazing.
Dick.
Yeah, it's and to show you, it's a local grassroots effort by Dick and his gang, so as well as Friends of Rollo. So thanks, Dick, for that. I appreciate that. Look forward
to
that next trip. Appreciate the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it. Matt in La Mesa, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Matt, good morning.
Matt in La Mesa. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Frank, I just wanted to thank you for all the legwork this past year on getting us to be able to fish at Guadalupe. I'm hoping that this year, 2016, the 7 day I go on at the beginning of October, we'll have an opportunity to fish there. So I want to thank you and Ken Frankie and everyone else associated with letting us all be able to fish that magical place again. And I'm hoping to see it for the first time this year, but that's a wait and see.
Well, it looks like it will most likely happen. I don't think it's going to change. But I do want to give credit to the two people who were most instrumental in that, and that would be Ted Dunn and Tim Ekstrom. They were much more instrumental than I was in securing that permit, and they worked hard at it, and it was just about a little over 2 years to get it done.
Wow.
It was a lot of legwork to it. So we got lucky, and hopefully we're going to be able to hang on to it for 5 years and then get their eyes open to where they realize we're not causing any harm, and if anything, we're doing some good. Mm-hmm. So Hopefully, it'll be something we can continue to have forever. So, thank you.
What a cool way to, you know, celebrate all the hard work that everybody put into it with, you know, getting access to the island this year and then seeing the caliber of fishing that existed. Oh, I mean, you want to talk about being worth all the, I'm sure the three of you guys and everybody that was involved had a lot of pain in the butt and meetings that were probably frustrating and time and money and all these things that I'm sure at some point seemed not worth it. But then to watch the Shogun come in trip after trip after trip with just, it looked like they were fishing at Clarion. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I know their last trip, there was, it was the Christmas trip. You know, and everybody thought it was going to be too late. And they did phenomenal. Both the Royal Polaris and the Shogun over there on five-day trips had great trips. And, there's that fish generally bites all the way to the end of January.
Really?
Why is that, Frank? Is it the water just stay warm? Or they
the
just
water's
don't
warm
leave?
Enough. If it's 66 and above, there that yellowfin will probably be there to bite.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's pretty phenomenal.
Kind of locked in
and,
that zone,
right?
Because it's
and,
good
and,
feed.
And for those who don't know, we're only allowed three species of fish. It's wahoo, yellowtail, and tuna.
Okay. Tuna. No it. Inshore fishing.
No calico bass. Yeah. No rockfish. Yeah. Yeah. Can't keep any of that.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We'll take that. And I also want to throw kudos out and thank you out to the Mexican people, too, for working with us and saying, okay, we realize you guys are doing good things for the Mexican people, bringing money to the economy of Ensenada and beyond. And so thanks to the Mexican people for allowing us that opportunity.
A lot has gone our way. I mean, think about, like you say, Guadalupe now. We're able to go catch bluefin this year. And I was talking with Buzz yesterday at the landing, and he was saying the same thing. And if you remember, you know, we started catching that early bluefin. The first bluefin we had on this gift last year was April 1st. I mean, that's
amazing.
Not that far away.
No.
You know, I mean, I realize that that's a very early start, but you know, that's a thing, and, you know, now with the boats being able to potentially catch bluefin, it'll have the ability for us to go looking earlier, get a better sense of what's going on. I mean, there's a lot to be said about being able to go catch bluefin.
I don't know if you remember, Rick, but the year before last, Aaron had, I believe it was 250 bluefin in the 50-pound class in May, middle of
May.
So
wow.
Aaron had a great
catch. And the water is still warm. El Nino's still kind of having an effect on us here in February.
Yeah, I agree with that. I am just hesitant to make any kind of prediction of next year. I do believe we'll have bluefin, but I don't know that there isn't a chance for albacore. I honestly feel albacore will come the year after next, but it's just kind of up in the air to me as to when that water might cool down, and they say it's not going to, so if it doesn't, it's just going to be phenomenal. And I think it's going to be phenomenal yellowtail fishing. The rest of it, we just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
That's fine with me. That's my favorite fish in the world to catch.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I want to mention while we're talking about Mexico and going down there, we have three live broadcasts scheduled with the Sport Fishing Association of California again for this year to work with and promote the Mexican tourism and Mexican people down there. We're going to Mazatlan in April. Which will be great. Bernardino Munoz, who's the head of fisheries down in Mexico, is going to be with us. And all the guys down there in the Mazatlan. That's kind of the main area of fisheries for Mexico.
They have some
Mexico.
Phenomenal fishing there.
Yeah, and Mazatlan is probably one of the greatest kept secrets in Mexico today. It is such a cool place. It's so affordable. And with the peso at 18 to 1 right now, I mean, you can go down there for a bargain vacation like you've never seen on the mainland.
The other thing about it is El Salto's pretty close.
And Picachos, too.
Yep.
In fact, I'm working with our guy down there while we're doing some field research down there doing the broadcast. Hey, let's go to Picacho for the day. So we're going to see if we can make that happen. Then we'll be down in Ensenada in early June doing a live broadcast once again from the Hotel Corral. And then once again we'll be back down in Cabo San Lucas the day Rick gets back from his trip in December.
Right.
And we'll be broadcasting live once again in Cabo San Lucas. So we have those three already set. Dates are set. And those are going to be really fantastic.
I think they're
broadcasts.
Great shows.
They're really fun. And the Mexican people are so warm and engaging. And they love having us there. And the opportunity to promote them, I'm we're thrilled with that. So thanks all to good. Ken and Kenya and Elena and all their hard work for making those things happen. Because they, believe me, you know, Frank, those guys work hard at that.
We've never had a sport fishing association anywhere near as strong as it is today.
Yeah,
it's just wonderful. Ken Frank is always working hard. He's got a tremendous crew with Kenya and Elena. They're just fabulous ladies and very, very sharp. Just like recently, there was a big bluefin symposium up at the aquarium, Monterey Bay Aquarium. And Elena made a great presentation, and then naturally Pew tried to rake her over the coals, but she came back strong and handled it very well. So to have that caliber of people in our Sport Fishing Association is wonderful.
Cool to have somebody that's got the knowledge of our fishing and the scientific background to back it up. You know,
such sharp
ladies. Yeah, that's cool.
While we're on that subject, Fish and Game Commission appointments, there's two open seats right now. And, of course, speaking of Pew and other extreme environmental organizations, they want their people on that, people that don't fish and hunt. We want Don Hanson. We want that guy.
We sure do.
This is a guy who has more knowledge than the entire board put together, and he would be such an incredible asset. So we want to be sure to follow up on writing those letters and supporting Don Hanson for that seat on the Fish and Game
Commission.
I think I
told you, Pete, he's the first man to let me put me on the wheel.
Yes. Yeah. That was on the San Clemente Pier.
No, it was coming to the San Clemente
coming
Pier.
Coming to the San Clemente
he
Pier.
He said, see that up there? And I said, yeah. He said, steer for that. And he laid down and went to sleep in the gunny sack.
And you didn't crash into the pier.
No, I didn't crash.
Well, let's jump back into those phones.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Dan? He's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for joining us.
I got a question for Frank, and I got a couple other questions. One is, with the bluefin being limited to, how do you work that when you're in a mixed school and you've got a 15-pounder in the bag and you've got another one in the line and you see 90-pounders swimming around? Do you break them off? Do you keep them and give them away?
Well, obviously, when
one of those Ford remotes?
Now, first of all, you're going to have to make a decision.
Out for the Let's Talk Hookup on the water seminars. Thank you.
Okay.
I missed part
I got,
of that.
I got
I'm
them.
Sorry. Okay. First of all, you know, you pretty much have to make a decision on that first fish, whether you want him or not. And if it's a 15-pounder and you feel there's good schools around, I would probably tell the crew you want to cut him off, and you release him. And, you know, then if you get a 40-pounder, you go ahead and take that one and then, you know, take another one. But other than that, anything after you keep two, you're going to have to release or give to another person if that other person wants to accept it. He may not want to accept it. So there you go.
All right.
That's what has to be done.
Yeah, it's kind of a personal decision.
That's right. And then if you're on a long-range boat, obviously you're going to get to keep six fish because it's a three-day limit.
Two a day.
Yep.
Yeah, very good. Now, as far as our San Diego County Ford dealers live remotes, they're set. We'll have the schedule out very soon, but we'll be doing four of them once again at various dealerships in San Diego County, and I'm working on a pretty phenomenal prize for the grand prize with Alaska Airlines, so stay tuned for that. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag yet.
All right, exciting.
Stay tuned for that. And then as far as our Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminars, we have three scheduled on the Searcher that are already filling up very quickly. So you go on SearcherSportFishing.com, and you can actually book on those trips right now. And they're going to be a little different this year, but we'll have more details on that as they come.
Cool. All right.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
We'll jump right back into the phones. Talk to Grant calling us from San Carlos. Grant, you're on with Frank and Kathy. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? Hi, Frank. Hi, Kathy.
Good morning.
Hello, Grant.
Hey,
I wanted to add a little about the culinary wonderment on the Royal Polaris from our trip in October, this past 10-day that we took in October. I'll never forget, we're sitting at the bait barge, and I walked in the galley for our first meal, and Chef Mark had a wonderful salad with blackened fish on the top, and I thought, wait a minute, we haven't even left the bait barge. And in the past, you know, and I totally understood this, you would get to the bait barge, and you know, you'd have chili dogs or something that they could get out because they're busy at that point, very busy. And that's totally understandable. And I went up to Mark and I said, Mark, you're setting that bar pretty high. We got a lot of days to go here. And he goes, oh, don't worry. I'm just getting started. let me tell you, he was right. He just kept topping himself and topping himself. And then another thing, I had kind of a modified diet a little bit on that trip. And every morning, if I looked at what was going to be that night and I mentioned something that, well, I'll have fish tonight or whatever, he would make a meal for me, and it would be every bit as beautiful, take a picture of before you eat it, as the main meal. And so I just, kudos to Mark and all that on your operation there, Frank.
Thank you very much, Grant. Mark, we're thrilled to have Mark with us. And now we have a couple of other chefs that are right there with Mark. We have Jeff Campagna, and we have Dave Long. And I'm hearing nothing but compliments. And that's been one of our goals over the last year and a half, is to really raise the standard to where it was just over the top. And, you know, they're serving rack of lamb, and they're serving osobuco and all kinds of stuff.
Man, you're making me hungry, Frank.
Anyhow, they do a fabulous job.
And it sounds, too, like if you, like Grant, if you want to eat healthy, you just tell the chef, and they've got you covered.
Yep.
Yeah, indeed. And did you catch any fish on that trip, Grant?
I stumbled across a few. They must have been pretty wide open because I made a little bit of a mark on that trip. That was off the Richter scale.
Very
That's
good.
So cool.
All right, well, thanks for joining us. Appreciate the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookout coming your way. More of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the catch reports, find out what's biting up and down the beach. Tons of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. It is Let's Talk Cookout on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK Sun Protection Shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest Aftec fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And I'll tell you what, when we're talking Guadalupe long-range fishing, what's the setup, Rick?
Well, the old setup always was like the real design for that kind of fishing, you know, fairly lighter line and still able to catch a big fish with Talica 12. This year, with the grade of fish and how crazy the fishing was, I talked to Aaron quite a bit one day at the tackle store, Talica 20. He said that was it. A Talica 20 loaded with 80-pound Spectra and either a 60 or an 80-pound top shot was the reel for targeting that 100-pound fish at Guadalupe.
And that's the thing. That reel has the power to target that 100-pound fish
all day long.
And you can easily cast a sardine plenty
yeah.
fast.
You're, right? you're fishing a reel that's no bigger than a 4-0 was with better free spool and the power that a Tiagra has. It's unbelievable.
You match that with one of those great Shimano rail rods. Unbelievable power when you get to the rail of the Royal Polaris or any of your long-range trips. So check it out, the Talica from Shimano.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop.
just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, Captain Benny Florentino is on the line, Shimano Pro Staffer. Good morning, Benny.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Ricky, and Frank. Thanks for allowing me to take some time. I just called in to remind the listeners that we have a premiere coming up this Friday, February 12th, at the Santa Ana Marketplace on 4th Street. And it's the premiere of, our trip we went down to Tia Cortez there called Below California Adventures. And we have about a 10-minute preview that we'll be showing two times, 7:30, 8:30. And then we'll have a little Q&A and on our trip and tackle. And then we'll have a great raffle with Captain Jimmy Decker giving away a fully outfitted trip along with a number of items to give away. So we'd like to have the listeners and one way to get in that great raffle is to go on Kicker Jigs and RSVP, and you can get yourself on the list to get a free raffle ticket and try to get a trip with Captain Jimmy Decker.
And the public is invited to this. And where's it going to be, Benny?
The public is invited. It's going to be at 4th Street Market in Santa Ana. And this is a collaboration with, my son, who is Matthew Florentino, is the marketing manager with AFCO, which is a great sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup, along with Kicker Jig owners Justin Hugron and Randy Spicer. And they've been talking about this trip for over a year now and finally had it got it in the works. We have great photography by Brian Kay. And the video is going to be awesome with overhead shots, on-the-water shots. And I haven't seen anything other than the little snippets they're putting out on Instagram and Facebook. But from what I heard, it should be a great-looking video.
Wow. Well, it sounds so great. I saw some previews of that trip with the giant Cabrilla and just the incredible adventure in the Sea of Cortez there. It's a definite go. Check it out. So you go online at kickerjigs.com and sign up for free. Go and get that free raffle ticket, right?
That's it. And you'll be able to watch me put some of the great Shimano gear like the Tranks, the Trinidads, and even the Corrados to work on these monster Cabrilla, Yellows, Hogfish, Fargo. I mean, you name it. And also, I was fishing a lot of the new West Coast Terramar rods and jig sticks on this trip. So it'll be a great premiere. And, if you can't make it, we'll be showcasing at the Fred Hall Show at the AFCO booth. So come on down. Love to have you down there. Come on out. You'll have some of the best. You know, Justin Reynolds of Radio Silence Fishing also one of the bite staff photographers for the bite, and of course Randy and Justin Hugron, the owners of Kicker Jigs, along with my son Matt, who isn't too bad of an angler himself.
Yeah, Matt's great. All right, Benny, thanks a lot for that, and we'll see you on Friday. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right, with that, we're going to check in with the catch report and find out what's biting. And today, that's sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. It is long-range season and time to pre-book your processing orders with Fisherman's Processing before your trip. That way, you're the first in line when your trip returns. You can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. And let's start it off up at Data War Sport Fishing and talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Oh, it's 80 degrees and beautiful in Southern California. Is it really February?
Gosh, right? It's beautiful, no doubt.
We'll take it.
What a week.
Yeah, sure. How's the fishing up at Dana Wharf?
Well, we managed to get boats out just about every single day with this weather. You know, it certainly played into that. But it has been the case for us here the last couple weeks. You know, it was definitely the sculpin fishing that was at the forefront of the efforts for the guys this week. You know, that deep water sculpin, it has, you know, they've leaned on it pretty good, and it, you know, for good reason. It's been kicking out limits for the anglers pretty consistently. You know, a little bit of work, but being able to get out there and at least, you know, catch a little something to take home has certainly been in the realm there. So that's kind of been what they've been doing on the longer three-quarter day trips. They did fish some of that as well on the half-day trips, just because for some reason this week the bass fishing, it was just a bit off. It was kind of a strange deal because the water has been almost 60 degrees, and, well, you know, there hasn't been a lot of current. You know, the little bit of water from Dana Point down to San Mateo Point, it's a real current-dependent little bite there in the coastline, and there just hadn't been a lot of current this week, so I'm sure that had a little bit to do with it. So hopefully that stuff bounces back a little bit this week. We do have a group of anglers out on the Clemente this morning. They're trying to get a couple more halibut onto the Derby leaderboard. You know, the fish sitting at the top of the leaderboard right now is only 23.5 pounds. Certainly it's a good fish, but it's definitely beatable. So, you know, hopefully we see some of that stuff pop on, get a couple guys weighing a couple fish today. And, you know, we'll have some fun back online hopefully sometime this next week, and we'll get back to seeing if we can't get some of that local deep water yellowtail back into our counts. There's been some good sign of red crab down in the hard bottom stuff, you know, traditional spots out there off of San Onofre down through Box Canyon. There has been some fish caught on a couple little artificial spots out in some deeper water, too. So we'll keep our eyes peeled. Hopefully get something like that back in the count, too. So, guys, remember to use the discount code that you can find on our banner ad right there on the Let's Talk Cookup front page of their website. Click on that. That'll give you a code, and you can book and save 25% on one of these half- or three-quarter day trips.
Perfect. Good info, good report, and, yeah, that's a beatable halibut. There's
nice
a lot
one.
Of out there.
Definitely a nice one, but, yeah, very beatable.
Definitely beatable. Yep, definitely beatable.
That's awesome. Cool. All right, Willie. Well, we appreciate a great report. As always, one more time, shoot us the phone number to Dana Wharf if somebody wants to go book one of those great trips.
Cool. Thanks, Rick. The phone number there is 949-496-5794, or you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com.
And we talked about it earlier in the show, but want to mention it one more time. We sure are stoked that Don Hansen's one willing to take the time and put in the effort for that seat in the Fish and Wildlife Commission there, and we you know, I know you feel the same, so we sure are excited about it.
Absolutely. You know, again, you know, I know that Ken Frankie was urging to get those letters in by Friday, but certainly type something up, get it emailed up to the governor's office. Every single letter makes a big deal.
That's for sure. Willie, appreciate a great report as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a good show.
All right, thanks for that. Now let's hit the surf. We're going to go surf fishing with the man, our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line with our surf fishing report. What's up, Gundy?
Enter your password.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good morning.
All right, hey, it looks like we have somebody with us here.
Do you hear something in the background there?
I do. Hey, so what's going on in the surf, Gundy?
I'm sorry. That is not the correct password.
Well, I guess you better change your password. Hey, Gundy, we're going to go ahead and let you...
Right back.
All right, sounds good.
I don't know. I've never heard that one
like
before.
We had some kind of voodoo in there or something like that. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into the phones while we're waiting for Gundy to get back to us.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Pedro, who's called us from San Diego this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Pedro.
Good morning.
Morning.
I want to say hello to Mr. McCrusty.
Good morning, Pedro.
He stops at our store at the Home Depot, and I just want to say thank you for coming in there. And he's been a gorgeous gentleman, and I think he does a lot for the business. But I have a question.
Yes.
I have a Torium 20, and I just want to know, all those HGs, what would be a complimentary reel for one of that Torium that I have?
Like a rod to go with it?
And reel. I want to buy HG rod, a reel.
Okay, the new. Okay, so you have one of the old.
Right now with a Calstar on it.
You have one of the old Toriums, and you want to buy one of the new Torium HGs, yes. Is what you're saying. Yeah,
I got you.
Shimano. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Torium 20 is probably the most all-around utilized size for us. It's a small reel that fits in your hand, but it can fish up to 40 pounds. It's a great reel for our all-around saltwater fishing, something that, you know, is certainly appropriate to use on a trip as short as a half day, but could certainly take a 40 to 50-pound tuna with. Great surface iron yellowtail reel. So I'd say you're, as far as reel to shop for, you're in a great spot. It's a very, very well-utilized reel for us. And as far as rods go, tons of great options. I have a Torium HG20 that I love, and I fish it on one of those West Coast Terramar rods. It's an 80H, and it's a rod that I fish, you know, 25 to 40-pound, call it, mostly 30-pound. But, I mean, lots of great things. If you do a lot more bait fishing, we might fish a 7-foot rod. If you want something that's a great reel to throw a surface iron with, if you went up. So I think you're in a great shop, Pedro. The best thing I could say to do would be to come into a shop in your area that's got a fair selection and just say, look, this is what I like to do. I fish a lot of half-day and three-quarter day, or maybe you fish a lot in your private boat, or maybe you do a lot more 3 to 5 day, and we'll kind of tailor the right rod for the type of fishing you do the most of.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call. Enjoy that new rod and reel. Gundy Gunderson. Okay, do we have the gremlin, or are we out of there?
I got voices in my head.
Oh, I guess you do, man.
That was a crazy one.
So continue with that surf report.
Yeah, another week of swell, uneven conditions, like Willie was saying. Again, fishing the windows of better weather was the key with the swell up. Low tide seemed to be most productive this week. Some swell can be good, but you get too much and it'll wipe things out. And, you know, the best indicator is the water color. You want that green or clean green color. You start getting into browns and it's no bueno. You know, the bite kind of died. Wiley's held the first Uptown Derby on Saturday with great anticipation, but they had a little swell in the morning. The guys spread out from Malibu to Santa Barbara, and there were just not a lot of big fish. Considering we're approaching, you know, mid-February, we should start seeing some of these big pre-spawn fish, those females up north there. The Derby winner was nice, though. 1-pound, 14-ounce barred perch taking off Ventura on a fresh mussel on an outgoing low tide. Some smaller fish, half to three-quarter pound, were in the mix, but overall not a lot of bites, but I think it's more conditions. Another positive this week was a good halibut bite off Cherry Beach there in Long Beach. Big fish reported. Lots of bait moved into the shallows. Drew good numbers of halibut, flash minnows, 5/8-ounce crocodiles working well, cast under the birch. Also, big schools of croaker pushing bait mixed in there. Several legal fish were reported, 24 to 30-inch halibut, nice fish. And here's a protected beach, you know, always something to think about. That Long Beach breakwater will protect that area in there. And you got good conditions, so that's something to think about in the swell. But overall, tough conditions, but guys are making do, and I think this week we'll make some hay with the nice weather.
Yeah, indeed. It should be great, and swell's a lot smaller than it was, and could be really, really good for sure. Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next
gentlemen.
Sunday.
Have a good week.
All right.
Thanks,
you too,
Gundy.
Thanks.
That's going to wrap up our Catch Report today, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop. They have a full deli. They have Mexican and California licenses. They offer trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check out eastcountybaitandtackle.com or danalanding.com for more info. And when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color in size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Happy New Year from your friends at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we have a lot to look forward to. I will be making some great buys at the Big Las Vegas Tackle Show, gearing up for the Fred Hall shows. And I always make some amazing deals to pass on to our customers. After last year's incredible season, the gang at Fisherman's Landing Tackle are excited for what this year could bring, and we will be ready for the shows. In fact, stop by today, and we will share some new product knowledge and pre-show deals. And make sure to see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or saltwatertackle.com. Just because it's winter does not mean there are no fish to catch. Fisherman's Landing is taking full advantage of the fishing opportunities this winter with half-day trips, three-quarter-day Coronado Islands trips, day-and-a-half Colonnette trips, and of course, long-range trips. We will be targeting yellowtail, tuna, rockfish, and more this winter. Check the website at fishermanslanding.com or call us at 619-221-8500 for details and to book your trip.
It was another awesome year for fishing in San Diego, and it seems to still be going strong. I've talked to people that continue to get into tuna and yellowtail offshore. It was another awesome year for Ford, too. Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. If the car you're driving is 6, 7, 8 years old, it's really time to get into something new because the technology in these new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is nothing short of impressive. You wouldn't want a cell phone with 8-year-old technology, would you? So why keep driving a car with old technology? Now's the time to stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer and check out the latest innovations and designs, like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on your new F-150. You just turn a little knob on the dash and it steers your trailer exactly where you want it to go. Trust me, backing in your boat will never be easier. Learn more at SanDiegoCountyFord.com or just stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.